Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. And we are airing from 8 to 9 p.m. every other Monday. So I'm always excited to bring to all of you wonderful messages and information on the angels, the archangels, and all the celestial beings. So on each program, I like to invite the angels and the archangels to be with us to bring their loving guidance, support, and their blessings. You know, it's important to always give them our consent to accompany us because, as we all know, we have our own free will, and the angels always want me to remind everyone that they will not interfere in our life if we do not let them know we want them to be there, and we have to give them our permission. So, angels, please be with us tonight. Also, when I do angel readings, I usually invite them because, you know, we have to give them permission. If you want any other kind of information on angels, you can always go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, or you can email me at angelsarenearus@verizon.net. So tonight, let me tell you, we have a special guest. Her name is Wendy Williams, and Wendy is a spiritual teacher, author, and healer. I personally know Wendy and have attended her classes. She is definitely a God-sent healer. So, but before I introduce Wendy, I want to give a short and important message from the angels. And Archangel Gabriel was very close to me today. And in the past few days, you know, God and the angels know that we have been through what we see as challenging times. And sometimes these experiences are being used to wake us up. So angels want us to remember who we are. And Archangel Gabriel is messaging that now is the time to release those old memories, the deep-rooted habits and mental patterns, because these lower our vibrations. Archangel Gabriel, who is a messenger of God, and his specialty is to bring order, give us trust, and provide calmness and confidence in our lives so that everything can run smoothly. Gabriel also helps guide children. So this wonderful Archangel Gabriel reminds us that you are a beautiful light and wise spirit. Gabriel encourages you to believe in yourself and trust that you deserve more because you are a loving and creative child of God. The angel's infinite love and wisdom is so close and available to us, we just need to align to that wonderful angelic vibration. So what the archangel and angels are bringing is their loving assistance and divine light to help you undo negative energy and focus more on the positive energy. Gabriel also mentions hope, and he asks that we all live in hope. You need to feel as if the sun is about to come out in every area of your life. Hope is a magnetic quality which attracts the great and beautiful into your life. It opens unimaginable possibilities. So the angel guidance reminds you to use discernment and never give your power to another. Instead, put your trust in yourself and in the divine power. And so as a daily practice, maybe you can envision yourself, you know, surrounded by pure white light and Archangel Gabriel surrounding you with his loving wings of confidence, of trust, commitment, and hope. You can also use Gabriel's stones as citrine, carnelian, kyanite, or blue topaz, and you can feel Gabriel's vibration. You can also call on Gabriel at any time for clarity and joy. Sometimes Gabriel says that we have forgotten to be joyful and hopeful. But again, he says, just remember who you are. So I will leave you with that message for tonight. And without further delay, let me now introduce you to Wendy Williams. And as I mentioned previously, Wendy is a spiritual teacher, author, and healer. She has been referred to as Miracle Grow for spiritual seekers and healers. Many have begun their healing practice with others after opening up to the world of energy and spirituality through Wendy's personal guidance and classes. Wendy combines her training in counseling, psychology, and energy work to help individuals heal and assist groups on their spiritual path. I have attended personally Wendy's classes, and she is really very dedicated. She's committed. She has this aura of loving energy around her. It's just incredible to attend her classes. She's dedicated to teaching as many as possible, and she provides free live events monthly, along with her intuition and energy work training courses, which is called Lightworker 101 and Lightworker 202. And if you ever want to get started with Wendy, you could attend the Lightworker 101 course. There's details at www.lightworker101.com. You can also call her directly at 877-980-3434, and she will probably be giving this information to you, too. So Wendy works with individuals in person or over the phone, helping them, you know, identify core issues that may be holding them back from operating at their optimal best. And then she uses her training as a counselor. She uses her intuitive abilities to read energy and her energy healing skills to create that insight and make it easier for people to release what's holding them back. So I want to welcome Wendy to our show at Angels Are Nearest tonight. Wendy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Linda.
It's really great to be able to listen to your experiences and your skills. So let's start. I'll start with some questions, and just so you could tell us what you do. You're a spiritual teacher and healer, but what specifically is it that you teach, Wendy?
Well, the thing that is most important for me to communicate to people that I interact with is that they are far more powerful than they realize, because they are spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do in my courses and in the meetings I have is give people the opportunity to experience their spiritual selves so they understand and have a very real experience of being much, much more than their physical bodies, even being much more than their minds.
Hmm. So why do you think it's important for people to pursue that spiritual and that personal growth?
Well, one of my favorite quotes is from Gandhi, and Gandhi said, "Be the change you wish to see in the world."
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. So the idea that we as individuals are responsible for making the world the kind of place that we want it to be.
Absolutely.
So with that understanding, my personal experience is that using spiritual tools helps each individual to be able to step up and be the kind of person that they wish to interact with in the world. So it really is a lot easier to, let's say, be more calm instead of swift to anger if you are using spiritual tools to help you in your personal growth process.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to develop more compassion, to be more loving when you have an active spiritual practice and you're using spiritual and energy tools. So that's why I really think it's important that people pursue the spiritual and personal growth so that we all can contribute to creating the kind of world that we want to live in.
I just want to ask you, when you mentioned tools, is there what is it that you use as tools to help people in their spirituality?
Oh, wow, that's a huge question.
I know. Maybe we'll go back to that one.
Yeah, I use a lot of different tools. I would say the first and most primary tool is meditation.
Okay.
That is the foundation for everything. And then all my other tools kind of spring from that. But because of my background as a being trained as a counselor in mm-hmm. psychology, I also have a lot of counseling tools.
Yes.
So that people can work with their belief systems and their emotions and be able to shift to be more successful, happier.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, meditation definitely is great. And, mm-hmm. you know, I use it also with my angel work.
Mm-hmm.
And just meditating and asking the angels to bring us so much abundance, really, it really does happen in meditation. Prayer also.
Mm-hmm.
So that, my question goes to then, do you have a particular religious background or not?
Actually, well, I was raised in the United States, which is primarily Christian, and my upbringing was Christian, so I have a lot of biblical knowledge. But at the age of 25, I had what I call my kind of a divine reconnective period,
mm-hmm.
where I just did a reboot and a reset, and I decided, it's my divine reawakening is what I call it. And I decided I wanted to explore lots of different spiritual paths. And so I started with a Native American
mm-hmm.
spirituality
mm-hmm.
and researched shamanism, Buddhism, lots of Eastern thought. Most recently, I've been studying Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that I personally do not have an affiliation with any particular religion, but I am a highly spiritual person. So I am spiritual but not religious.
Okay. So how would you suggest that, I know many people might be religious or not, but
mm-hmm.
how does a person go about being spiritual and not religious?
Well, I will say first that I believe religion has a very powerful and positive place in society.
Mm-hmm.
And that for a lot of people, choosing a religion that feels right to them
mm-hmm.
is a very appropriate step in their own spiritual growth and developing a spiritual life. For those who choose not to participate in organized religion, I believe it's still really important to examine spiritual thought from many sources so that you can get a taste or a flavor for what might suit you.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person is starting from scratch,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, go to the library, read books, attend different organizations, and sample. It's kind of like going to Baskin and Robbins and getting a taster test of the ice cream. Go out
yeah.
and sample so you can find the practices and the ideas and the beliefs that really resonate with you personally. And hang on to the pieces that work for you. You don't have to take an entire organization's belief system on in order to take pieces of it. I myself have a very eclectic mix of beliefs, and I've seen what I call universal truths that show up in many different religions or even just personal growth books and speakers. And I take those concepts that seem to be universal and global, and I've packaged them together from my own personal eclectic mix of spiritual beliefs.
Okay, so everyone, of course, is on their own spiritual path and where they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you think it's possible for everyone to have a personal relationship with the divine?
Absolutely, and I highly, highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times people are taught to go through an intermediary in order to contact spirit, except for prayer. But other than that, talk to your priest or your minister or some other person for, knowledge about the divine. My personal stance is mm-hmm. that I believe everyone is capable of having a personal one-on-one relationship with the divine. And whether that is a personal connection to nature or a very strong connection to source or God through prayer or mm-hmm. contemplation Or it could take the form of spiritual adventures through deep meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever a person chooses, I believe it's actually very important to have a very personal and direct relationship with the divine.
Yes. I love that you say that. We all, I think, have a personal relationship because, you know, the divine is in each of us, and that's what I believe, too. But I remember also, you know, growing up in the Catholic religion, which I learned so much, but of course there's limits. And then there was a certain time where I just had to learn about other religions because we all want to reach out there and see what is out there, what else is there that I have to learn to grow. So it's really interesting that you mentioned that, you know, everybody can be on their own path, but always just look for something new, right? Look for new spiritual teachings, which are so interesting that we learn so much from.
Mm-hmm.
I also, is when I started learning more and seeing that I could develop more my intuition. So what do you believe on intuition? Because I know you're intuitive too,
mm-hmm.
Wendy, and how do you teach people like to develop their intuition?
Well, again, my primary tool is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, intuition, developing your intuitive ability,
mm-hmm.
is about learning to pay attention and to become very, very aware of your senses, for one. You know, Doreen Virtue talks about the four clairs,
mm-hmm.
the clairvoyance, which is the gift of seeing in your mind's eye or with your physical eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There's clairaudience, the intuitive gift of hearing. A guide or an angel speak directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's clairsentience,
mm-hmm.
which is not only physical sensations and feeling things physically, but emotional empathy as well. So being acutely aware of your own emotions and also being able to experience and feel others' emotions clearly is part of clairsentience. And then there's claircognizance, which is the just knowing. You,
mm-hmm.
There's an idea that pops into your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know you haven't researched it. You didn't read it anywhere, but somehow you just know.
Yeah.
That's claircognizance. So all of those intuitive pathways require paying attention to your physical sensations,
mm-hmm.
to the emotions that come up for you. You know, oftentimes people will walk into a room or they'll sit next to someone on a bus or in a room and they'll think, this person has a really positive vibe, right?
Yeah.
That's just paying attention to how you feel when you're around a person that has a positive vibe. You're moodless, you feel good in your body somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, where is it that you recognize that you feel good just standing next to this person?
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe you feel a little creepy standing next to a person.
Mm-hmm.
All that really is heightened awareness.
Yeah.
Really just paying attention to yourself. And then
you're picking up those vibrations, that frequency.
Exactly. You're experiencing the energy.
Mm.
And that is what I focus on in training people to hone that awareness.
Oh.
And to really pay attention and increase their level of conscious awareness of all of these energetic, intuitive hits that we're getting all the time.
So you're saying for someone to know if they're intuitive in one of these areas,
mm-hmm.
how would you suggest they can do? Because I knew that when I felt, you know, it was just clairsentience,
mm-hmm.
and I started hearing. But a lot of people have clairvoyancy. How can they know
mm-hmm.
what it is?
Well, in the class, one of the things they do first, and that's why meditation is so important,
mm-hmm.
is you have to be able to quiet your mind enough in order to hear
mm-hmm.
what's going on or become aware of what's going on. And we are running around so busy, concerned about what we're going to have for dinner, taking care of the kids, worrying about our deadlines at work, and watching TV and listening to the radio,
mm-hmm.
that most people are never quiet enough to hear or pay attention to their intuitive hits. So the first step is learn to meditate. so that you can take time out to be quiet enough to pay attention to when Spirit is speaking to you on one of those or multiple of those four clear channels.
Wow. So I know that you you give a lot of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a teacher, but what is the most important topic that you teach? You teach a lot of things.
I do. And I think the most important thing that I teach is this awareness of spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have heard the phrase, everything is energy,
mm-hmm.
but most people don't really process what that really means. And so I love teaching people that their thoughts are energy, their emotions are energy, their authentic selves are spiritual beings, which is energy. So I like to teach people the reality, the real practical reality of everything being energy. Because if something is energy, it can be affected or changed or manipulated by consciousness, which means energy can be shifted by your thoughts. That's a concept from quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you intend something, which is basically just a mental choice, that you are literally moving energy, that you are literally on an energy level making something happen. And oftentimes that is powerful enough to manifest in physical reality as well. And when people practice being in touch with energy, then their intentions are felt physically.
Wow, so that's like our thoughts are so powerful.
Absolutely.
But then also our emotions, everything else is so powerful.
Absolutely. One of the demonstrations I love to do in the first class of my Lightworker course is muscle testing on the effects of other people's thoughts on your physical body. And so people are able to see through this demonstration that when they're thinking positive thoughts, it actually strengthens a person's physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're thinking negative thoughts about that person, it weakens their physical body. But when the person is thinking positive thoughts themselves, having maintaining control over their own thoughts, they are able to counteract any of those effects coming from the outside, which is empowerment. So it doesn't matter if your spouse is nagging at you or your boss is down at you or, you know, something bad happens to you. If you're managing your own thoughts, you can absolutely counteract that influence.
Exactly. And the angels have said that too, you know, a thousand times. Like, your thoughts are so important. Your actions, your words.
Mm-hmm.
We have to watch our words and what we say, because what you're saying is that we can manifest anything with our words and our actions.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Our thoughts.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, you know, sometimes we forget, don't we?
Yeah,
and it's like, how can we remember, Wendy? It's like, how can we get back to that moment where, you know, I don't want to, this person, I don't want them to affect what I'm feeling. It's like, I'm feeling positive, somebody comes, they put you down. Like, you need to go back to that positive energy. How do you do that?
You develop a habit.
Yeah.
And it's a retraining, because we're not trained in order to take control of our emotions, not in our society anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to create new habits. And so I make a very, impactful demonstration of this so that people remember. You know, they're like, whoa.
That's why the angels say, remember who you are.
Oh, absolutely.
We forget.
And, you know, what I love is to make it practical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm very spiritual, but I'm also extremely practical, down-to-earth person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can be really woo-woo about creating with thoughts, and you can take it to the really practical level. The truth of the matter is, if you don't decide to tie your shoe will never get tied. That is the most basic form of manifesting.
Basic.
Everything that exists and everything that you do starts out as a thought first, before it happens in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as simple as getting up, brushing your teeth, putting your clothes on, taking a shower, and walking out the
mm-hmm.
door. Just simple things. We know that it requires thought,
mm-hmm.
but then we don't take it to the next level.
I know.
It's like, well, we're living this principle. But then we don't realize, I don't have to be a victim of somebody else's irritation with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if I really choose to have that shiny new car, I can control what I'm thinking and be more likely to make it happen.
Yes.
Just like if I'm really controlling what I'm thinking and I choose to exercise instead of staying home and watching TV, well, then I'm going to actually have a better chance of going out and exercising.
You are.
You know, it's so simple, right?
And if you think it, it'll happen.
Yeah,
I usually do that. Not a lot, but I know that when I ask the angels, just help me have a wonderful day. Just if you get up, like you're saying, and just remember, okay, I want to have a wonderful day. I'm going to have a wonderful day. And even if you're unhappy or you're a little bit sad or whatever. I love my job, and I'm going to go to my office. I'm going to do the best I can. But just saying it,
yeah,
it manifests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that I love to do in class is give people tools that they can use at work and at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, okay, here's your new energy tool so that you have this experience of how real energy is.
That's
and
wonderful.
How it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back next week and tell me what happened.
Uh-huh.
So one of my favorite exercises is I teach people about protection roses.
Mm.
And these are energetic structures that you create from your grounding cord.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hang signs on them, and you can have them catch negative energy or send you positive energy or send other people positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach my class how to do that, and I'm like, go out and use your protection roses, come back. Oh my gosh, the
wow.
stories that come back are incredible. Like this last class, I had one student who learned about the protection roses. She thought, oh wow, this is really cool, this will be fun. So she went to work and she hung a sign on her protection roses, which are an energetic structure she created,
mm-hmm.
and it said, I'm really lovable, and everybody loves me. Do you know that she had a coworker come up to her and ask her to give her a hug?
Really?
How many people go to work and have a coworker ask for a hug?
Not a lot of people.
And that had never happened to her before. But the energy she was putting out
uh-huh.
attracted that response.
Well, I could believe that, yeah.
There was another lady in the recent class who was at a company function, and there were was a drawing for prizes. So she put up her protection roses and hung the sign,
mm-hmm.
I'm lucky. I win things. Everything goes my way. I get gifts. And lo and behold, her name is drawn, and she gets the gift basket.
Wow.
Yeah. There's another guy in a class I just finished up on Sunday who... how we're in a down economy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's qualifying for loans to buy houses.
Yeah.
Houses are taking forever to sell.
Yeah.
Well, he put protection roses around his house after he listed it.
Mm-hmm.
A day later, he has an offer and a person wants to buy his house.
Wow.
So even though it's invisible energy,
mm-hmm.
it's real.
It's real. I love that you mentioned that you have the tools. And I love about the roses.
Yeah, oh, they're so much fun.
We're going to take a little break, Wendy. And we're going to come back because you're going to give some energy readings.
Yes, I'd love to.
So I want everybody to be aware that Wendy's going to give energy readings. You'll love that. We might combine the energy readings with some angel messages as well, Wendy and I. So stay tuned. We'll be back in like 2 minutes. I'll give you the phone numbers where to call in, 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756, where we'll be giving some free readings. So stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com.
Hello there, we're back, and this is Linda Torres, your host on Angel Are Near Us. And for anybody who's tuning in, we have our special guest, Wendy, who's going to give some energy readings. So I think we have a caller on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Cassie. How are y'all?
Cassie?
Yes.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey.
So you can talk to Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi. I was calling in regards to just finding out, I'm expanding and learning how to just deal with my own business, making myself better for other people through helping myself. So I've become more empowered in that way because I used to be more enabler, like I try to heal everybody. And I've learned how to start working on myself more the last 3 years, actually four. And I wondered, do you see what my next steps are energy-wise, where I need to start looking for energy-wise, because I really want to manifest my own family. I have a 2-year-old, but I kind of feel like I help other people. I want to help myself create those things.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look at your energy real quick, Casey. Or Kathy.
That's my nickname.
Well, you feel like a hot being. Like I would say, kind of like an Energizer Bunny type.
Yeah, that's what people call me all the time.
Yeah, you have a lot of energy, and it's important that you keep yourself busy. It looks like you are very creative as well. Like you like doing crafty kinds of things.
Yes.
Creating things. You know, one of the things that's coming up for you is learning how to be self-nurturing. So because you are revved so high and you have so much energy, you have a really large capacity to do a lot of things, the next step for you in really demonstrating self-love is learning how to take moments of quiet where you can just be and not have to do.
Okay.
And, yeah, so for you, I would recommend that you start out with just really small periods of time, like 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe since you have a child, obviously you're going to be very busy, but maybe that's, you know, like when I go to the restroom, I'm going to allow myself to be in the bathroom for 10 minutes, and I'm just going to focus on breathing and feeling relaxed. And once you get used to doing that for a while, then you can maybe move into having a time for prayer for you.
Yeah.
That will be helpful in the evening. And what's going to happen for you, Kathy, is that you will be even more inspired with your creativity, especially when you move into prayer or meditation time in the evening. Then Spirit's going to start giving you ideas for things to create, projects to work on, and things that might develop into a little side business for you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Kathy, so you know what the angel's message is?
Would you say, I didn't hear you?
I'm going to give you what the angels' messages are saying. So what they're asking me is to tell you that you have so much of that creativity in you that you have to do some kind of clearing also. There's clearing your energy and just having that energy around you a little bit more cleaner. It's like, you know, you're a little bit cluttered. And it's probably because of the busyness of your life and you do so many things, but you have to be a little bit more centered because, you know, you have a lot of intuition also. You know, you feel things. You're like Wendy was saying, you're clairsentient, so you feel a lot.
Yeah.
And you have empathy for others as well. And you hear things, so you're clairaudient.
Yeah.
So what the angels are saying is that you need to focus more on centering yourself. And probably that prayer that is wonderful, that you do that, or meditation.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, that's so true. Since I have my daughter, I haven't been doing that as much. Thank you for telling me, because I didn't realize it does make a difference.
It does.
To suggest for you, Kathy, you can go to meditationformastery.com and listen to the first meditation, which is a relaxation and grounding meditation that is only 8 minutes and 24 seconds long. And I think that's a good start for you.
Oh, thank you. It's Meditation for Mastery.
Meditationformastery.com.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you for calling.
Hey.
God bless. Wow, so that was interesting, wasn't it? I want to invite everybody else to call in because Wendy has wonderful messages. It's 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. And, of course, you know, I can also get the angel messages for you, which they are present here with us. So Wendy, when you're reading, you know, for me, of course, when I do the angel messages, I hear the angels and I feel them. And it's just sometimes so natural that the messages come through. How do you feel when you're giving messages of energy to others?
Well, I'm kind of firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
It comes all together. So I think my strongest intuitive channel is the clairsentience. I'm very empathic with
mm-hmm.
a person's emotions.
Mm.
So I'm usually pretty right on as far as a person's emotional and mental state. And then secondly, and I feel things in my physical body as well. Like our last caller, she literally felt hot to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like physically
I felt heat too. She came in like really warm.
She's a little firecracker, so it's great. Sometimes I hear guides and angels, and I'll call in the person's guides and angels, and I'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll hear in my head. And oftentimes I'll also see symbolic messages or symbolic images in my mind's eye that will give me messages as well. So usually all of those things are happening at once.
At once.
And I have to sort them out.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I just want our listeners to, you know, just to, so they know how the intuition works, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that everybody can develop this. It's little by little that you learn and
mm-hmm.
just practicing, but it's for you, it must be automatic
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that it comes in and you're feeling everything. You're clairvoyant, you're clairsentient, and you have all the clairs.
I do.
When I call you Wendy Clair.
Yeah.
So please call in 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. This is BBS Radio, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. So I am going to ask more questions to Wendy.
Well, I just wanted to say, you asked
mm-hmm.
a few minutes ago, you know, how do I know
yeah.
that I'm getting the message?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was with my teacher who taught me about energy work.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a caller.
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Linda.
Hi, who is
this? Noella from Canada calling in.
What's your name?
Noella, like Christmas?
Noella, yes.
N-O-E-L-L-A, like Noella.
Yes, how are you, Noella? Let me pass it to Wendy. She's ready.
I'm good, thanks.
Hi, Noella.
Oh. Hi, it's the first time I've called in, so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be reading your energy, and then Linda will also receive angel messages for you. Did you have a question? Did you have a question or a concern?
No, I always leave it open to the universe.
Okay.
Is that too hard to do, or is that okay?
Is that hard? Oh, no, it's not hard to do. Let me just take a look at your energy.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So, Noella, as I'm looking at your energy, I have the feeling or the impression of a little bit of depression. I'm feeling a little down, a little droopy. And what's interesting, though, is that your emotional state, it symbolically, for me, appears to be bright white, which tells me that you're going through a purification process.
I think I'm in my dark night right now.
Is that what's happening? Yeah, it feels very heavy. It feels like, you know, really droopy. But you're being purified. So even though what you're experiencing right now feels heavy and difficult, especially emotionally, the more you can really what is you're in the middle of learning some really hard lessons, actually. So
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the more that you can figure out what is it that I must embody in order to get through this problem, the more you can understand the part of you that needs to grow in order to make the situation better, the easier the situation will get for you. So it feels like there's a lesson around internal strength. So instead of caving into someone else's wishes or going along with what other people would want, it looks like energetically Spirit would like for you to be really clear about what's right for you and be willing to say it, which would be a little risky, it feels like. But being willing to voice what's really right for you and actually taking the time to be clear about it if you don't know.
Sometimes I know and sometimes I don't.
I
go back and forth.
Yeah. So it looks like one of the lessons, developing this inner strength, and, it, you know, what part of it is about self-respect. You know, really operating from the place that what you think and feel is important and must be considered along with everyone else's thoughts and feelings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. What I'm working on is the spiritual side of me and taking my, what do you call it, my power.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes a struggle. But I do work on that because I feel more empowered now than I ever have in quite a while.
Good.
So, Noella, I'll give you your message from the angels. The archangel that is working with you is Haniel. And Haniel is a feminine energy angel. And what comes up is that she's saying that you are very sensitive right now. You have a lot of sensitivity. And you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions, but you need to honor that right now. Honor yourself and just, you know, try to find that your feelings are guidance as well. They're trying to tell you something. So maybe it's that time for you to change, to try and ask them to uplift you. You know, to put you in that joyful moment, as we were just mentioning before, they say, you know, get up in the morning and say, I am joyful and I am happy today. And my life is full of harmony and peace. Because also, the archangels are saying that they want you to surround yourself with gentleness and be gentle with yourself. You know, don't be hard on yourself. You know, it's a transition. It's a difficult time. But surround yourself with gentle people and gentle situations where you know, your environment can help you to move forward.
Well, that would be nice.
They're also helping you with, also helping you with spiritual soulmate. So
yeah.
Anybody that is around you that you've had some kind of difficulties, there will be some discussion and conflicts, but they are interceding for you.
Oh,
okay.
Because like I just came out of a 20-year relationship 3 years ago, so it has been a struggle trying to get back on my feet. But
mm-hmm.
in all aspects, like financial,
I know.
Like my whole life has been disrupted, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Like,
remember that sometimes you know, the old things have to break down, and the angels dismantle old things to bring new things in our life. So
exactly.
Just try to see it, you know, in that way, that new things are coming for you and there's new opportunities. Just be gentle with yourself, okay?
Oh.
One more thing, Noella, I just want to say I've been looking at your energy to see what will turn the situation around for you.
Okay.
And when I see you opening up and blossoming is if you take the time to pursue play and fun. Because if you get clear about what makes you laugh, what activities make you put a smile on your face, you
right.
will find the strength to make the changes that you need in order to make life feel good for you again.
Great. I do a lot of walking with my dog out in nature. That helps a lot.
Nature's
perfect. I'm coming out of the winter blues. That's what it is in Canada.
Oh, well, go sit in a park somewhere. There's some water. Wherever there's nature, and just go talk to the angels there, too.
I will. Thank you for
all.
Noella,
so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. God bless. God bless you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. We still have time for more callers, 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. We're on BBS Radio, and this is Angel Arneros. So we're here with our guest, Wendy Williams, and until we get another caller, I wanted to ask you, Or you mentioned something, Wendy, because I know you were talking about something that we got interrupted when the caller came in.
That's right. I wanted to say this. When I was learning my energy tools and how to read energy,
mm-hmm.
my teacher said to me, Wendy, you've always been psychic. And I said, but I didn't know. I couldn't tell. And she said, how can I tell if I'm being psychic, if I'm receiving a message?
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's so normal to you, she says, well, move your arm. And I moved my arm. She said, did you have to think about it? I said, no, I just did it. She says, well, your intuition's the same way. She says, you don't think about it, which is why you weren't aware, because it's so natural, it
mm-hmm.
just comes out. And I really think that's true for most people.
Mm-hmm.
They're already being very intuitive. Everybody has that sense, you know, a gut feel. They pick up a vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They experience a situation and later they look back and say, oh, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. We have another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is
Hello.
Barbara.
What is your name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Yes. Here's Wendy so you can talk to her.
Okay. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Barbara. Did you have any
I heard
questions?
You mention some type of a bead, or is it a visual bead?
A bead? No, I did not mention a bead. Do you remember what the rest of the discussion was?
Oh, I thought you said somebody put a bead around something so that it would send out positive.
Oh! Well, in my class, I teach about protection roses, and people hang signs on them to send out energy.
Oh, I see. So are they a visual?
Well, what? And this is how energy works. all it takes is your imagination or your intention. So if you are good at seeing things in your mind's eye, you can visualize roses surrounding you that will act as, they kind of act like catcher's mitts. So you can program them to catch negative thoughts or negative emotions coming your direction, and then you don't have to process them. But even if you can't visualize, because some people can't see things in their mind's eye, all it takes is your intention. You just intend that they're there.
Okay.
And then you can hang signs on them, and the signs can hang facing outward, so you're sending an energy out, or they can face inward, so you're supporting yourself to feel good.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, it's a great tool. So the way I teach it is I teach people to ground to the center of the earth and create a grounding cord to the center of the earth, and then from your grounding cord sprout protection roses that orbit around you. They kind of move in space all around you, and just hang signs on them and attract what it is that you would like to attract.
Okay, that sounds great.
Oh, it's
I'll take whatever message you have for me.
Okay. Hey, let me look at your energy, Barbara. Well, I'm feeling an emotional intensity, but I don't have a solid read on it yet.
Okay.
It feels like there's a little apprehension there, like you're afraid of what's going to happen next. It feels like there's maybe even being a shift around the home, possible move or possibly being laid off or some kind of it feels like there's worry or anticipation about a major change happening around your home life and the normal life and the way it's run, so it feels like there's some anxiety there. So what I would recommend, you know, this, it's funny that you asked about the protection roses, because what will be really helpful for you is to really practice the grounding technique. Because if you are able to ground, you can release some of the fear and anxiety energy so that you can manifest things that you would prefer rather than manifesting from the fear and anxiety energy. So do you know how to ground energetically?
Kind of. I don't think I should, but I I understand what I'm supposed to
do. Okay. Well, some people visualize growing like roots from a tree trunk into the ground in order to ground. The way I teach it is to visualize a golden ball just behind your belly button and down about 2 or 3 inches, and that's a reservoir of your chi or life force energy. And then you send a beam of that light into the center of the earth, and that grounding cord to the center of the earth acts as a flushing mechanism. And you can send your fears and anxiety right down there, and the earth will absorb it and use it.
Okay.
Barbara, I'm just going to send you one angel message, and the angels want you to have a lot of courage, okay? There's Archangel Ariel who's taking care of you, but be courageous and, you know, stand up for your beliefs. That's your message, okay? Thank you so much for calling. We're running out of time now. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank
God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So we have like 3 or 4 minutes left. Wendy, do you want to give information on your website or where people can contact you for
sure.
Any workshops?
Yes, I give readings online or over the phone, and so people can contact me at realpowercoaching.com. That's www.realpowercoaching.com. And I also have a free 7-part meditation course online at meditationformastery.com. Again, that's meditationformastery.com.
Okay, and if people go to my website on angelsarenearus.com, Wendy is also there. On my website is a link so you can read all about all her information. So I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. I want to thank Wendy for being with us. It went so fast, the hour. And just inviting you for next week, in 2 weeks, because we're every other Monday, at 8 p.m. Again, you know, I'll share the angel messages. We're going to have an invited guest, and her name is Kirsta, and she's going to talk about essential oil, so that'll be so interesting. So please tune in 2 weeks on Monday. I hope everybody has a wonderful time. You know, be positive. You know that the angels are with you all the time. So God bless you. And may the angels protect you always. Good night.